views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. We're happy to be back this week. How are you doing, Artie?
I'm doing pretty good. I feel like, want to know something, I have so many wonderful things going on in my life, and I'm really excited, and I really am, I got to tell you. The thing is that, like, these new ventures is, it has to do with the new moon, because, the new moon is out these days. So,
yes.
Like I said to you, I wanted to thank everybody, because I put it, anyone who's on my Facebook or and who have heard my prayers to give me healing energy, and our friend Kathy, I can't even pronounce her last name, starts with an S, because she was a herding puppy, and she's sick throughout her body, infections throughout her body. And, I was asking for healing energy for myself because I went for a vasectomy. And, with the technology and the way they could do things today, they make it like as painless as possible, or to make it as comfortable as possible. And everyone says, yeah, you're going to have ice packs on your gonads, at the bottom and stuff like that for a day or two. And let me tell you something. From the time I got there to the time I left there to now, which was because I had it done yesterday, no pain, like 0% pain. And like, I'm like blown away. And I strongly want to say that it was from everyone's prayers and healing energy that was sent to me that really made a big difference. Because it could go either way, as far as being extremely uncomfortable to being like a whole, like not much.
Yeah.
And I was extremely blessed. And at this point in my life, I just didn't want any little mini me's.
Well, you made
Go ahead.
We all make choices that fit our lifestyles. And I happen to think that the choice that you made was a very good one, because being your age and having little ones running around is insane. You get to a certain point, and there's a reason why God makes a man and a woman to come to their fertility when they're between 11 and 15 or 11 and 14, because it goes through till about, for a woman, 50, 55. There's a reason for that, because we at that point are in the peak where we can be as attentive parents as we possibly can be. And even if it does happen after you're older, you still can be an attentive parent, but it's very difficult. It takes a lot out of you. But what you did was not only, yourself, but you were thinking of what could have happened to a child had it been born and you'd been an older father, because we never know when we're going to, go to the next side. We never know how we're going to be in our older age. And you really, believe it or not, you were thinking not only for yourself, but you were also thinking for your future children and the quality of their lives, which I think is very admirable.
Yeah, you want to know something? I also like pick up on signs. I'm very big on picking up on signs. And not that this persuaded me, but after I've done it, or right before I decided to do this, I went to a show in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania at the Sands Casino. And it was on December 12th. And it was a fluke, because I went there just by, just for the fun. It was the day my daughter graduated Kutztown University. And so my friend Bobby and I, Bobby's a female, Bobby and I, we went around town in Pennsylvania and went to the movies and went shopping and went out to eat. But that night when we got to the casino, I happened to look at the post at the box office, and I looked over and I saw that Joe Piscopo was playing. And so, and he was doing a whole thing on Frank Sinatra. And that day, December 12th, was Frank Sinatra's 100th birthday, had he have lived.
Wow. And
so it was really cool. So what happened was, so one of his jokes, Joe Piscopo, the guy looks dynamite. He's 67. I think he's like in his mid-60s or 67, whatever. The guy looks phenomenal for his age. He keeps himself in good shape. And he has this joke because he's got like five kids or something like that, five or six kids. I forgot how many. But he said, and then he makes a joke. He says, you know, because with the New Jersey Parkway, you know, one of the Jersey jokes is, you know, what exit do you live?
Yeah.
You know, what exit are you from? And so one of the jokes with him is, I have a kid. I have a kid at every exit.
And that scares you over the edge, right?
He said, so from all the years that I've been around and for all the women I've been with, he goes, I swear I have a child from every exit.
I love it. Well, you know,
it was really cool. Go ahead,
sweetie.
When the girl was interviewing me, you know, she said to me, you know, she's taking my blood pressure. And again, because of a family inheritance, I can't really take credit for this. So the lady's taking my blood temperature, my pulse. And she's seeing how many beats I am per minute.
Yeah.
And she looks at me and she goes, do you like work out all the time? Or are you a triathlon runner? Are you an athlete? I go, why? And she goes, because your heart rate fluctuates between 45 to 55. And she goes, that's usually of somebody who's in like tip-top dynamite shape.
Yeah.
And I said, actually, my brother and I, we both have low heart rates, and it's just very hereditary. And I really feel like that's one of the reasons why I don't look my age. And I was just telling someone today, if I shaved off my short beard, because I have a short beard, and I said, if I shaved off my short beard, I would definitely look 10 years younger than what I am. And I said, I got to keep my beard because it gives me clout. It gives me maturity. It gives me that Sean Connery type of look.
I love it. That's so funny you said that. That's exactly what Michael used to say, my son, because he had that baby face too. My son, Michael, he had that baby face. And if he didn't have a goatee or a mustache, they would take him for like a 15-year-old. He had that baby-like face, you know? Beautiful boy. God bless him.
So the girl goes to me after, you know, she took my, you know, my pulse and all that stuff. You know, she goes to me, so do you have any kids? And I said, yeah. I go, she goes, well, how many do you have? I go, 12 that I know of. And her eyes bulge out. She goes, 12? Now I know how you're going to respect me. I said, no. I said, I only have the one. I said, I'm just joking.
That's so funny. You know, I happen to have a very low heart rate also, which they say is very good because, you know, your heart doesn't pump very quickly. But I also have low blood pressure, not high, but low. And that is also, I'm assuming that has to be hereditary. Now, of course, everybody in my family has high blood pressure, but I'm assuming mine is hereditary, being low. I'm never 120 over 80. I'm usually like maybe 110 over 69, 70. And one of my daughters, Jennifer, also has inherited that. And they say it makes you a little bit tired, but it never really affected me because that's the way I've been all my life. So I don't know from different, you know?
Yeah, I don't know from anything from different. Thank God, you know, you know, when they take my pulse and all that other stuff and the temperature and the EKG, and everything's always normal. I have the only thing I'm allergic to is like ragweed type of stuff, the change into the spring. It's the only time. But as far as medications, as far as foods, as far as everything, you know, I'm I'm very good. I'm very, they don't have to worry about me with the, with stuff. So it was very good. So I go in there, you know, the doctor just looked at me as they were prepping me, you know, I'm sitting there and I got this, you know, IV in my arm and, everything is going pretty smoothly. And the doctor looked at me as like nonchalantly. He goes, Artie, he goes, you have nothing to worry about. He goes, this is such a simple procedure. He says, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. And he says, don't even worry about it. I says, and I'm not. I said, I'm okay. And so I went in the operating room, and he says, all right, I'm just going to put this little thing up your nose to give you oxygen. And I'm talking, before I know it, I was out like a light. I didn't even realize I was out. You know, and all of a sudden, I opened my eyes, which I thought was 2 seconds later, literally 2 seconds later. And all of a sudden, you know, it was first a room filled with men who was working with me. And then all of a sudden, I wake up. And it was this, you know, nice young lady. And she looks at me with a smile. She goes, all right, Artie, all right, Mr. Hoffman, your offense. I go, that's it. She goes, you're all done. And I'm trying to say, can I feel my nuts lower down below? and I'm saying, are they still there? We're not amputated or anything. And I said, I still have the sound of my voice.
Is the gang still intact?
Yeah, exactly. I said, so long as I'm not talking with a high voice, I think I'm doing pretty good.
That's so funny. Well, I know everybody was rooting for you and praying for you yesterday, and we knew that everything would be fine. I got some really good news. Vanessa and Keith purchased a home yesterday.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah.
And everything went through beautifully. And that's really been taking a lot of my time up because, you know, between readings and stuff like that, I haven't had 5 minutes to myself. And we're going skiing this weekend. Go ahead.
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, we're going skiing this weekend. So I went in, I bought a pair of jeans. You sitting down?
Yes.
Size 8.
What?
Yes, sir. Size.
I'm so proud of you.
Isn't that? I knew you'd be proud.
Hey, Sky, I think we need to go for a break right now.
Yes, we do. Sorry about that, Hammer. Okay, folks.
All right, everyone. Stick around. So we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this. We have so much to share. Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
for the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we, baby? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping more and more away into that super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
beautiful song. I love that song. It's amazing.
I love that song.
Isn't that beautiful?
There's this song called Mo Money, and it's really fun. It's a really funny movie with Chris Tucker and Charlie Sheen, and it opens up with that song. And Chris Tucker, who is a he works at the car wash, and he's driving someone else's car who he's supposed to be himself, and he's driving around in his in this expensive Mercedes type of car, and he's singing and getting all into this song, and it's just so funny. It's my favorite part of the entire movie is right at the beginning.
Excellent.
So we have a caller now, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have a lovely caller from Colorado, and her name is Christy. Christy, are you there?
I am.
Hi, sweetheart. How Hello. Are you?
I'm okay. How about you all?
We're good, thank you. Very
Christine,
good.
Christine, you don't sound so good.
Yeah.
You say you're okay, but it's like, I'm okay.
Chris, are you?
I'm having a rough day.
What, honey?
I'm having a rough day.
Oh, okay. So we're here to help you. Are you having health issues?
No.
All right. Is somebody around you having health issues?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Is this going through a breakup?
No. No, bad. I lost both my parents like the last 45 days. They were both ill.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you were experienced. Okay. When I said, is there illness around you? You said no.
Yeah,
but obviously there was.
Yeah.
And what I'm feeling is that because of this, you are very, very sad. And you're having, you know, all this the anxiety from this. Now, you lost both of your parents, you said?
Yes.
Okay. That's why I was getting a separation.
I thought it was love,
but it's with her parents. Okay.
Yeah, I felt the illness. I felt, you know, that she was suffering from some type of an illness around her. And it's only 45 days, for heaven's sake. And that would absolutely come out first and foremost for me. But I want you to go to a support group. You need it. Otherwise, you're going to start getting sick. To lose a parent by itself is devastating to a child. You know, and we're all our parents' children. I don't care how old you are. But to lose one parent is devastating. But two in 45 days, nobody can take care of that on their own. I want you to go to a support group, sweetheart.
Okay.
That's the only way that you're going to be able to handle this. What do you think, God?
I agree with you 100%. There's a lot. I also feel like there's a lot of other hurt and pain with inside Chris, and I feel like it would benefit her to get out a lot of other hostilities or anger, frustrations. And you know, I just lost my father not too long ago, and it's like when you lose a generation of your family, you know, it's like, okay, you're the one that's holding the baton now. And even though it's expected at times, it's like, it's so hard to accept when it happens. And the fastest way for you to heal is to, you know, open up your heart, allow yourself to speak, to hear yourself. And first, before you go to a support group, if I were you, I would speak to a personal counselor first. Try to go with somebody who's more on a spiritual level, who comes more from the heart, so that you could express yourself and get out, you know, all your feelings and emotions. And then it would be very, very good to go to a support group like Sky suggested. And you're going to feel that when you do have that support around you, you're not going to feel like you're alone in your emotions. But at least when you're with somebody individually, right from the get-go, you know, you could identify your feelings more and you could, you know, express your hurt, anger, pain. And you know, it's just a cleansing. Have a good cry. And then when you're with other people, you're going to be around other people who are in the same boat that you are, which will, you know, it will help you a lot more when you could right away.
Relate to other people that are suffering like you are. You're not
right. I kind of admitted to myself
and
today
that
I needed
understanding.
More help.
What, sweetie?
Understanding when she's with the support group.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not like you're going there cold and you're, like, feeling very vulnerable and, you know.
Right.
But when you are at least identifying with it before you go into a support group, I feel like you'll feel much better. Not that it will be the cure-all, but it's definitely going to be much better for you.
I also feel that this goes even deeper than losing your parents. I feel as though you feel like you lost your support system, that now you can't take risks, that you can't be as flexible as you want to be. But you have to understand that you still can have all of this. It's very important. I've known from my own personal grieving that it's, don't let anybody tell you to stop crying. You've had enough. It's enough. It's time to stop. Do not listen to that. When you feel like crying and getting it out, you do it. I don't care what anybody says. Because, you know, that was my main pet peeve. People told me, oh, it's enough already. It's been a year. It's enough. Stop the crying.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
When you love somebody to that extent, you let it out. You cry. You cry until you're ready to stop crying. Do you understand?
I agree.
Yes. And I feel as though you will become a little bit stronger as time goes on, and you'll see how much you can rely on yourself. And you're going to find out that you're more flexible than you thought you were.
Right. I can tell you my short story is that I had a great childhood. A brother, both parents.
Hold on two seconds because we're going to have to go for a commercial break. We'll keep you on, and then we're going to go for a commercial break, and then you could tell us your short story.
We still have 2 minutes. Already, we still have 2 minutes.
Oh, we still?
Yes. Yeah. We still have 2 minutes, and then we've got to go.
At a different spot here.
Okay. 1 minute more. 1 minute. We have 1 minute, and we'll go to a break. Okay. And then, all right, we'll go now. All right, let's go to a break now.
All right,
you killing me, Emma. All right, sweetie, we're going to go to a break. Stay on the line, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this. We have so much to share. Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Oh my goodness, I love that song.
What no, you know, it's depressing, though. I'm sorry, I listened to that song. It depresses the hell out of me. I know you have a connection to it, but it's a depressing song to me. I understand it. Right now we have our caller on, though.
That's right. Christy, come on, baby. Let's hear the story.
Okay, just real quick. Everything that you guys said is true about my emotions, because 5 years ago my brother died of pneumonia.
And then jeez.
The last 5 years thinking about when my parents die, I'm going to be all alone.
And so you're also dealing with a lot of anger, not just depression, yes. But anger. And her faith in God has wavered also.
Yeah, and you got to keep that strong. You got to keep that strong, Christy. No matter how much you don't want to, that's the only place that you could take solace and release. They will help you. It's not God's fault. It's what we predestined our plan here on earth to be. You understand?
Okay.
And I want you to look at it this way. Look how happy your parents are and how lucky they were to cross over together and to see your brother again. I can tell you as a mother who's lost a child that they are so happy and they're together. You are you should feel so lucky that they are together.
I do feel lucky about that.
Huh?
Yeah, even I do feel lucky about that. Even I know my dad put on a strong face for all of us. And then my mom is the one that got ill, and she always was the strong one and the younger one. And then she died first. And then I know that my dad died of a broken heart. I know that he did.
Of course.
But I know that he's so happy, because I know he was putting on a brave face. And even the day he died, he told one of his friends, all I want to do is be with my wife.
Right.
So that comforts me a lot. And also about a week prior to that, I actually had a conversation with my dad, and I told him, you know, I want you to know that when your time comes, I'm going to be okay. Because I felt like he was holding on, worrying about me, because he knew I would be by myself.
God bless you, sweetheart. You did the right thing. I'm so proud of you. I really am.
I want to know, when I try to put things into perspective with people who have lost someone very dear to them. When you're with somebody who you grew with in life, and you lose that part of you, it makes no difference what your kids do for you. It makes no difference what your friends do for you. Well, I don't want to say it makes no difference, but all I'm saying is nobody can replace that empty puzzle, that empty piece in your heart. When you lose somebody who you grew up with, there's a difference between losing a child, which is horrific, losing a parent, losing a best friend. But when you're losing somebody, even with your pets, people are this passionate with their pets as well.
Right.
And when you're with this beautiful spirit, this pet of yours that is with you every day, that gives you unconditional love every day, that you could just eat up every day, and you know, you lose someone that special, you can't replace it. So, what the best thing that you could do is to try to find happiness through your other friends or through other means, because all your loved ones who are on the other side, who are in heaven, when they see you suffering here, what would make them happy is to see you go out and play, to see you go to with your friends, or go out in concert, go to concert, or to do something that would make you happy. That's what would make them happy, but not to sit and mourn all the time and to cry all the time. Although, like Sky said, you know, it's feel like when you're missing them, it's human nature to mourn somebody. But again, when you know, they're on the other side, you know, and here you are worried about them and they're worried about us, because they're saying, oh my God, they're feeling so bad. But yet they're on the other side with all their other relatives, with all their other friends. They have pure unconditional love, and we're worried about them. They're in no more pain. We're the ones suffering and we're worried about them. What the hell's with that?
Right?
It's so true.
What the hell's with that?
I'm going to tell you that something I just heard from Spirit, that you are going to have an awakening. And I don't know what that is all about, but I know you're going to have an awakening, Christy, and you're going to get your enthusiasm back. And that was from Spirit.
Okay.
So I know things feel as if it'll never happen, but I'm telling you from Spirit, you are going to have an awakening and you're going to get your enthusiasm back. And you can guarantee that's from your parents and your brother.
I feel like this is going to be either a special friend coming into her life, or it's going to be a special love, a lover, love, love.
I think
into
so
her
too.
Life.
I feel like
that's what that is.
I do. I feel love as well. I absolutely feel love, a very unconditional love that you are going to be a part of. And believe it or not, you know, you can't substitute one love for another. However, this is going to be the closest you'll ever come. Because what you are missing now, you're going to get back through that love. And I agree with you, Artie. I feel it's love. I really do.
Hey, Chris, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
God bless
you,
sweetheart.
So
and I hope
I'll
to God that you do get your awakening quick and you get your enthusiasm back. And know that they're watching you always and they're happy.
And
Sky
always says, pay attention. You're going to see a white feather, a beautiful white feather around you. And it's just going to come out of left field, just knowing that's their love for you. You're going to see a beautiful white feather.
Yep.
Okay.
I feel it's going to be on your pillow when you wake up. Let us know. That's what I'm seeing immediately. It's going to be on your pillow or in your bed next to you.
Okay.
You're gonna see it. It's going to be a beautiful white little feather, and that's going to represent them sending you love and healing.
Okay.
All right, sweetie.
It was a pleasure.
Thanks.
God bless you, baby.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
God bless you, sweetheart.
Take care, love.
Thank you.
That hits home to me. I know how she feels.
Yeah, of course it does. Of course,
and it's
of course.
To you too. You just lost your dad.
You want to know something? I gave a reading to somebody quite a few years ago, and I bumped into her at the bank. And wait, let me just see something here. I just want to make sure. Yeah, I still have a few minutes. And so I bumped into somebody at the bank who I read for years ago. And she says, Artie, she says, I got to tell you what happened. Now, mind you, of course, you know, I'm telling everybody who's listening, we don't remember what we say to people, Sky and I. We just say it and that's it. So anyway, she said, you told me, she goes, I lost the exact same thing would happen to her. She lost a sibling. She lost both her parents and she was devastated. She came to see me for a reading. And I connected to her parents, and she says, you told me that my mother and my father, you said to me their affirmation to let me know that they were around, that there was going to be a beautiful white feather that I'm going to see, and a bird's going to crap on me. And she goes, and I waited, and she goes, nothing happened. And then 6 months later, I went to Mexico with one of my friends. I'm lying on a and a bird crapped on me.
I love
it. Lying on the beach. She said later that night, she pulled the covers off the pillow to go to bed, and she goes, there was a big, beautiful white feather on the same day that this happened, 6 months later. A big, beautiful white feather was on her pillow. And she goes, Artie, I've been healed ever since that day. I've been so happy.
Isn't that amazing? I don't doubt spirit's capacity. I'll tell you that much. They heal so many people. They give us what we need when we need it. They know what we can deal with and what we can't. You know? So
right.
I have seen people sick, so sick that they've been in hospice, recuperate from prayer. And like that is like so unheard of. The doctors were baffled, but they did. So, you know, don't forget that prayer when you lose your people and when you lose your loved ones, because you know what? The honesty, God didn't do it. God didn't make that happen. It happened.
Everybody has a contract. Everybody has a contract with God when it's their time.
Right, right. We all signed up for it. We signed it ourselves. Sometimes I think I must have been out of my freaking mind. I don't know. But I did sign up for what I've got or what I've gotten. So God didn't
do it. That's what you get. That's what you get for not wearing your glasses the day you sign your contract.
You
what
know
the
that's
hell
true. Right? You know that's true, Artie.
Yeah. I thought I was a co-sign for someone else, not realizing I signed up for my own.
Right?
What the hell is this crap I'm signing?
I
got to go to a break now.
Out of my mind.
Go to a break now.
Okay.
All right, everybody, stick around. Stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Yeah.
amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. 'Cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you are. Yeah.
Listen, if I knew you were going to play my theme song, I would have given you a couple of bucks.
Well, listen, we want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day coming up.
Absolutely, guys.
You know,
wait till you see what Richie got me for Valentine's Day. Your face is going to drop. Wait till you see this. I was floored. I'm not even going to say it till you see it.
What is it? Another Jaguar?
No, he bought me a 3-carat diamond with a 6-carat band. In a solitaire setting. He's out of his mind. I said, you could have bought a house for that. I said, you're insane, man. He says,
wow.
No, somebody stole my wedding bands and my engagement ring a few years ago. I think I told you. And he wanted to replace it for me. And he shows up with this. I says, are you freaking crazy? You're out of your mind. You're out of your freaking mind. He says, nothing's too good for you, honey. And then he played that song. No.
I want to ask you something. What time did you wake up?
yesterday at 3.
Wow.
He gave it to me a week ago.
Wow. Was that because they gave you another bouquet of flowers?
Listen, I've been on call ever since. If you catch my drift.
Exactly. You want to know something? I have a problem with the theory of Adam and Eve and how life began. I just can't fathom in my wildest dreams that two people could populate an entire nation, let alone the world.
Well, I think that's a metaphor for something else. I think it's a metaphor.
I understand that. But still, the message to the world is like with Adam and Eve, that, you know, the world began with Adam and Eve. And like I said, you have the Chinese on one continent. You have the Africans on another one. And I want to know, it's like when Adam and Eve first started making babies, were their brothers and sisters making babies like puppies do? Were they all going crazy on one another?
Listen to me. Adam and Eve theory is only one concept. Every nation, including the native nations, the Indian nations, we all have a different outlook on the creation story. Okay? See, the Lakotas have a belief that we started underground and that God made this hole in a mountain, the Black Hills, and he told us to follow the light. And all the people started jumping out, walking to the light and jumping onto the earth. And the last person was going to be the sacrificial person that turned into a buffalo. And that buffalo would supply the Lakota people with every single thing that they needed to survive. And that's why we honor the buffalo so dearly. But that's the short version, folks. The long version takes 7 days. But honestly, every nation has another creation story. So I don't think Adam and Eve is like the, you know, it. That's it for, let's say, the Jewish and the Christian religions. But there's many different religions. There's Buddhists.
What I don't get, you know, with a lot of, you know, put it this way. You know, maybe it's from the comedy show. How about the Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, right. That was some Big Bang.
How life just started, you know? How life just started, you know, because, again, you know, you're dealing with the theory of the apes and then slowly evolving to man. And then, you know, I have a better understanding of that theory than the Adam and Eve theory as far as slowly evolving. And, you know, but still, it had to start from somewhere. It's amazing when people ask me my thoughts and opinions. And I said, well, to tell you the truth, I wasn't there.
But actually,
you know,
you might have...
I didn't get the memo on that meeting at the very beginning. You know, I was supposed to be there, but I just didn't show up. I was on another planet.
The more spiritual I get, the more I believe the Big Bang Theory, because I believe that God had to start somewhere. And I don't think he started right off with a human being. I think that we evolved because, look, we're still evolving as humans. We're still to this day evolving. So it's like a pattern. I think we went from the lowest one cell creature all the way up to what we are now. And that's why we're connected to everything on the planet. Everything on this planet we're connected to. So every time I think of Adam and Eve, I think it's like a metaphor for the Big Bang. I'm serious.
Now, and what I'm thinking is, you know, you have all these men on Earth, all right? You have all these men and women on Earth who are people. And then you do have, and like I said, they say that we evolved from apes. And so all these apes that are on this world, monkeys and apes, and say, how come we didn't evolve? Why did we stay here? Why do you get to turn into people? Why are we the ones that are just monkeying around and you get to be people? Like, where did we miss the boat?
You're not right. Are you sure they got the right section with that little procedure?
What was that? And then he's thinking, like, come on, let's just produce some babies. Let's just, like, knock them out, you know?
Yeah, really. Listen, if you're into any spirituality, you would know that God is unconditional. Why he would throw somebody into a pit of hell, because Earth was hell for them, and give them the feeling of, what do you call that, being, I love these senior moments, to be embarrassed, because when they saw themselves naked for the first time, they were embarrassed. They ran to get fig leaves. Remember?
I don't think they were embarrassed, because you didn't even know what clothes was at the time. I don't think Armani came out at the time. Well, neither did the Gap or Victoria's Secret.
You're trying to tell me that Gucci hasn't been around since the beginning of time? Don't let me down like this.
Hey, how much time do we have left?
We have. Wrap the first hour up, please. We got to go. We got to go to commercial right now.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, so we're going to be wrapping up the first hour, so we will be right back after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.